With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Teamsters Union is declining to endorse Donald Trump or Kamala Harris for president. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
For the first time since 1996, the Teamsters Labor Union will not formally support a presidential candidate. The group said neither former President Trump nor Vice President Harris had sufficient support from its 1.3 million members. The non-endorsement is a setback for Harris, who just met with the Teamsters on Monday. According to the union, internal polling of Teamsters members showed Trump with an advantage over Harris. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson failed today in his attempt to get a temporary budget linked with a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Democrats overwhelmingly opposed the measure. The vote was 220 to 202. Now Johnson will likely pursue a plan B to avoid a partial shutdown, though he was not ready before the vote to share details of such a proposal. More electronic devices exploded in Lebanon today, killing 14 people. Israel's not taking credit for the explosions, but correspondent Joseph Fetterman reports that Israel appears to be turning its focus toward the northern front.
Hezbollah needs to figure out how it was infiltrated, and then it will decide whether it's going to respond with force to Israel. That would be a risky move, given all of the recent Israeli threats. In the meantime, Israel has begun moving more troops to its northern border with Lebanon. Officials are saying that the 98th Division, this is a division that has been busy in recent months fighting in Gaza, is now being moved up to the northern border with armored forces, with infantry and commando units.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 103 points, the Nasdaq dropped 54. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders are praying for Donald Trump.
After two assassination attempts, the former president is the object of renewed petitions for safety. Franklin Graham says, quote, "This is a strong reminder that we need to pray for this man." Pastor Greg Laurie of Harvest Fellowship says he was relieved to hear that Mr. Trump was unharmed, adding, quote, "We need a return to civility in our public discourse. Most importantly, America needs to turn back to God." Other leaders called for greater protection for the former president. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nevada has decided not to appeal a judge's ruling from earlier this year that ordered the state to use its Medicaid funds to pay for abortions for poor women. Until now, it's only paid to end pregnancies resulting from rape or incest, or that were necessary to save the life of the mother. Meanwhile, voters in Nevada are set to consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution on Election Day in November. This is SRN News. An interest rate cut did not give stocks a boost.
Stocks finished mostly lower on Wall Street after the Federal Reserve kicked off its efforts to shore up the economy with a big interest rate cut. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Wednesday. The benchmark index is still within 1% of the record high it set in July. The Dow fell 103 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.4%. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that inflation had eased enough for the Fed to start lowering borrowing costs. The Fed's half-point cut in its main interest rate was its first in more than 4 years. Treasury yields mostly rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Hackers are demanding $6 million in Bitcoin from the operator of the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport for documents they stole during a cyber attack last month. That from court testimony today. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.